Greetings, fellow humans. This is Pat Callahan from All White Tukey. You're listening to another great podcast on the 4-Eyed Radio Network. Yeah.
Hi, this is Steve O'Mooney from the 4-Eyed Radio Network. Now, one of our great sponsors on our show is Amazon.com. Go to thesasquatch.net, click on the Amazon banner, and shop like you normally do. We'll get a little taste if you do. So that again, check out thesasquatch.net and click on our Amazon.com banner. Thank you for your support.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Long Box Cast. Of course, this is Steve, because I know you like to hear me first. You like to hear my sweet, sweet voice in your ear pussies. That's right. I'm knocking it out right now. Kyle can be offended later. Anyways, nothing really big news has hit the comic book news lately. There has been, of course, the movie that just came out is Big Hero 6. I have to check out some stuff because I did hear from somebody that it's been getting mixed reviews, so I don't know if that's yay or nay or people are just bitter, but we'll probably see if there's anything on that. I don't know if Kyle has seen it yet. If he has, he can give us some enlightenment. Kyle also went to the Marvel Experience that was stopped off in his state, so he's going to give us the rundown of that this week. We'll probably talk about, I don't know if Kyle is still watching Gotham, but we will talk about a little bit of Gotham, what happened, kind of a big, huge, huge thing in the Gotham TV show. And, yeah, we kind of were overburdened last week with a bunch of great, you know, comic book news, so really don't have anything new to tell you people except for what else we can, you know, what else we know about. So without further ado, we're going to talk to DJ Skizasm.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, we're going to do this.
He's, yeah, we have a DJ now. Not really. But anyways, he's going to play our lovely intro music, and then we can get right into your wonderful, wonderful, delicious ears. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to have my way with your ears right now, people. You better enjoy it. Because if you don't, then it's not consensual, and then it just sounds like rape. Hello, I am Steve-O, of course, with my co-host.
Kyle.
There you go.
You forgot my name.
No, I was waiting for you to introduce yourself.
No.
Plus, I also have food in my mouth. I'm really professional this week.
It shows how much we care about this thing.
Oh, you know what, Kyle, now that you bring it up, I'm just not feeling it anymore, you know? It's just, I think I've outgrown nerdiness.
I said we just end the podcast right here. Release it as like a 5-minute video and then just come back whenever the hell we feel like it.
No, I'm just kidding. Of course, we are going to try, you know, there might be a couple of breaks coming up in the next couple of episodes because there is going to be the holiday season soon. So don't fret about that, children. We'll be back with episodes. They might be sporadic. There might be a week off or so and stuff like that, depending on what everyone's schedule is like. But we want to also wish everybody a, you know, happy, merry, wonderful, whatever the hell you celebrate at this point. But of course, this is episode 31. It's on November 12th, 2014. We recorded this on November 9th of 2014. You can, of course, check us out on www.longboxcast.com, part of the 4-Eyed Radio Network. I'm gonna do a TV voice or radio voice for this one now. To listen to the show, you can find us on 4eyeradio.com, Spreaker, iTunes, Stitcher, Zune Marketplace, BlackBerry Podcast, Blueberry Podcast, Miro Guy Double Twist, YouTube, Swell Radio, SoundCloud, and Player FM. Of course, we're also brought to you by Raven Designs, illustrates and designs that fit your personalities. For samples and inquiries, visit ravencruise.com. But also, you also want to get a kick-ass shirt that is done by Raven Cruise. You can check out the great place that we have partnered up with is Comic Care, a nonprofit organization that takes donated comic books and gives them to children in the hospital. Of course, they are joined with the Arizona Avengers, which help out. And they go to different hospitals dressed up, and they help kids out and make them feel great and all that cool stuff. It's a great cause. But, of course, what's going on right now is, say, if you want to, you're like, I don't have any comic books, but you know what? I do want to give back to these kids. Kyle's like that right now. He's like, what can I do to feel good about helping children? And I don't know why he's Jerry Seinfeld, but he is. But you can, of course, check out a great promotion thing they got going on right now. It is basically you donate $40 to Comic Care. And it is, of course, posted not only on their Comic Care website, which is www.comiccare.org, but also on – we promote a bunch of stuff from them as well. But you can go ahead and donate $40, and the donations go to help out this nonprofit organization. But guess what you get out of it? You get a pretty kick-ass T-shirt that was designed by Raven Cruz, and, you'll get that. So – you want to show your support. Your donation helps. But I will say this. I think it's only going to be about 50 shirts. It's a one-time donation. But you do get a kick-ass shirt. And I believe you get a – Kyle, you actually got the shirt. What actually came with this delightful shirt that you got?
I got two stickers of the logo that's already on the shirt. So, if you want to take the sticker and put it on your car, your computer, your fridge, your laptop, whatever you want to put it on. You can even put it on your dog if you want to.
Yeah, sounds good. Anything else come in with that package besides that delicious shirt?
Yeah, there's a few other things that I cannot locate at this current... Oh, wait. Hey, look, it's right here. We get a picture of the Iron Man with a little kid and a little caption of your comics, their smiles. I will even show you a picture because you're right there on the camera.
Oh, that's awesome. You get an actual picture of AZ Tony Stark helping out the kids.
Mm-hmm. You get an actual little documentation for tax-deductible donation receipts. So when you do your taxes and whatnot, you can write it off.
Wow, so look at that. So not only are you giving back, but you're getting back, kids.
Yep. And I think there's like a few business cards. Drawn to Comics. I'm not really sure what that is. Drawn to Comics reward card. Get 20% off your sixth purchase of $20 or more.
Ooh.
I think that's for a place in Arizona, though, so I highly doubt I will ever be using this.
Unless they have a website.
True. Or if I ever come to visit you.
Which you probably should once I get my new place. And then you can be like, wow, Steve, you live in a shithole. I'm like, you know what, Kyle? I think you're better than me. He's like, yeah, pretty much. My life is pretty much on track. The only thing I've wasted so far this weekend was the money.
Yeah, no, not really. I live with my wife and her parents. So,
Better than me. I live with some random people. In a stairwell.
Aren't they your parents?
Shh. Hi, I'm Kyle. I like to ruin the mysteries.
that's kind of the point. Oh, and I also got a business card for Comic Care. It says thank you from the Comic Care team. It's got their website, all their stuff, and on the back it's signed by everyone.
Nice, nice. Very nice. Mm-hmm. So that's all the stuff you get with that great donation. So go ahead and check them out. It's a great charity, Comic Care. And yeah, everything's going to be delightful. Now, like I said before in the intro, there's really not too much that's happened in the comic book world. Of course, the movie from Disney called Big Hero 6, which is based off of a Marvel comic book, has hit theaters. I have not yet had a chance to check it out. I don't know if Kyle has.
Nope, I have not seen it.
So
I think we're
going to
wait just a little bit. I've heard it's actually been really good.
Okay, that's what I like to hear. But we'll just give a review right now. I think it's going to suck. Disney ruins everything. And I think the next Star Wars movie is going to be horrible. So,
all right. Well, I think you're an idiot. I'm just kidding. My uncle actually went to go see it. He said, just saw Big Hero 6. It was awesome. And he said, stay till the end. Nobody else did when he went to go see it. And you will definitely appreciate it.
Ooh, very good, very good.
So stay for the end of Big Hero 6. I don't know what happens, but it's technically a Marvel movie, so, I mean, it should be expected. I use technically lightly.
Okay. Well, I will hopefully get a chance to check it out soon. Probably, you know, within the next 8,000 years. No, I'll hopefully, maybe next weekend or something. I don't know what's going on yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But a big thing that also happened this week, for everybody who's a Star Wars fan, the Star Wars Episode 7 finally got a title. Of course, there was a bunch of jokes and cracks and all these things made about the title. But then again, I also said the title, granted, it's not as, you know, there was A New Hope, there was The Empire Strikes Back, and there was The Return of the Jedi. Technically, this is a lot better than the other one where it was The Attack of the Clones. So we got that. But without further ado, we're going to talk about Star Wars anyways, because the Star Wars podcast that I did start doing only has one episode, and no one seems to be very not saying fans aren't interested. Just the two other co-hosts are just don't give a damn. So but without further ado, that title is going to be Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens.
And apparently it was asleep. There, I said it.
Oh. Yeah, you know what? I usually force awake again women. Boom. Mm.
Yeah, how's that going for you?
Good. Real good. Actually, I am gonna talk about a little bit of it. So things are going good. Of course, I've mentioned lady friend and everything like that. Most likely, this will be you guys will hear a little bit of this now, and then the rest I'll explain like a whole bunch of the other stuff on. Socially awkward on Friday, but I had to bring this up right now because she just sent me a text. She's going away for Thanksgiving. She's going to go snowboarding and whatnot, and then she asked me, could I watch her, could I check in on her dog or her snake? And I'm like, we're not really that far into what this is yet. Like, there's no label on it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all like, and then I'm like, do you even trust me to do that? Because I could kill
clearly
them.
Clearly she does. I mean,
I'm like, I could kill them both, and then that would ruin any chance I have. So, but yeah, I just thought I'd bring that up. Maybe that'll be next week's poll, you know. Do you think Steve will kill his lady friends?
How long will it take Steve to kill the pet?
Yeah, so... but
she listened to our podcast? I know you said she listened to Socially Awkward.
Yeah, she listens to Socially Awkward. Not sure if she listens to any of the other podcasts I'm on. But then again, I haven't really like sent her links to those or whatnot yet because I don't know how much of a comic book person she is.
Gotcha.
And I'm trying to remember what other podcasts Oh, yeah, there's a bunch I still need to get back. Everything else is on hiatus right now. Jesus. I'm so horrible. But, yeah, so I just thought I'd bring that up for a little bit because I was just all like, yeah, I'd be more than happy to do it, but I'm all like, you really trust me with this kind of stuff already. But, so, yeah, like we said, not too much comic book news, but Kyle had a really good weekend. And Kyle's
yes,
going to tell you all about it. So
I went to the Marvel Universe Live.
Ooh. You had me at Marvel.
It's basically a stunt show with, you know, bikes and acrobatics and whatnot and a bunch of, like, wires and whatnot. But it's also got a story. Basically, rundown, Thor destroys the Cosmic Cube. And, yes, they actually call it the Cosmic Cube, not the Tesseract, so I was quite pleased with that. And it scatters out into what I thought was a million little pieces, but apparently it was only scattered out into three pieces. Go figure. So Loki decides he wants to clone the Cosmic Cube and create his own thing, but to do it he needs mutant genes. So he kidnaps Storm, Cyclops, and Wolverine. Well, Tony Stark and Peter Parker are talking about something or whatever, and Nick Fury and Maria Hill are requesting backup from them, so they're getting ready to go help, but then Maria Hill and Nick Fury get attacked by Chitauri and get kidnapped by Loki. So then Tony and Spidey show up to try and save them, and then they realize, you know, oh, hey, he's got Storm, Cyclops, and Wolverine. Let's try and help. They only manage to save Wolverine, and Loki escapes with Storm and Cyclops. One thing I really liked about this was, like, instead of, like, for Spider-Man, instead of, like, using, like, an actual, like, web shooter or, like, a rope or something, they use lasers for the Spidey shooter, which I thought was actually pretty cool. So at the end of the whole thing, or at the end of the one scene where after Loki escapes, Tony is like, all right, we need to call in the team. So brings in Bruce Banner, Wolverine, Captain America, Black Widow, Hawkeye, Thor, Spidey, Falcon, even Captain Marvel. Ooh. I was like, holy crap, they brought in Captain Marvel. I figured it was probably just because, you know, they need some, they just needed a female, another one besides Black Widow. Mm-hmm. So they just split up into four teams. Wolverine decides to go on his own, but Bruce Banner decides to follow him just in case he needs help. Mm-hmm. So they decide to go search for the three fractals of the Cosmic Cube to try and stop Loki at his own game. And they realize that other villains are going after the Cosmic Cube as well for Loki. So they see Green Goblin and Sinister Six are attacking New York trying to get one. Hydra is after one, and then AIM is after one. So You have Hawkeye, Captain Marvel, and Iron Man go off against AIM. You have Captain America, Falcon, and Black Widow going after Hydra, and then Spider-Man's left with Thor going up against the Sinister Six and whatnot. It was great. The show was great. I personally like to see the behind-the-scenes stuff, the rope works, you know, like, they'll focus you on one section over here while over there they're doing something else, getting ready for the next scene. Mm-hmm. I kind of paid a little more attention over there just because it's kind of cool. It was a great show. I loved it. The only thing I did not like about it was the fact they made Black Cat a part of the Sinister Six.
Oh.
Yeah. And they even mentioned in the show, like, Black Cat comes up, steals the part of the Cosmic Cube from Green Goblin, and he's like, Black Cat, what are you doing here? I don't want any stray alley cats in here or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, so maybe she's not part of it. And I'm kind of like, all right, Sinister Six, you got Rhino, you got Lizard, you got Electro, Green Goblin, and Dr. Octopus. I'm like, okay, who's the six? The scene goes, and I'm like, wait, they seriously counted Black Cat as part of the Sinister Six. So that was the only downfall I had about it, but okay. Loved the show. It was about 2 hours. There was a brief intermission in between, and it was good.
Well, that sounds like a fun time. Now, did you go with people, or you just like went solo act on that one with the Spider-Man?
Oh, I went with my wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she enjoyed it. She loved it. She's a huge Black Widow fan, so she got to. She just enjoyed watching Black Widow kick ass.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. So mm-hmm. All in all, would you recommend this to like people like who obviously are pretty much like Marvel fans? You know, people enjoy.
Oh,
the movies.
Definitely. I mean, if you got kids, you want to take them to a great show. Take them. I mean, now I've known about the show coming here since January of this year, mm-hmm. and when I first looked up tickets, they were like $60 or $80, and I was like, I am not paying that much for tickets.
Yeah.
Well, like 3-4 weeks ago, before this even started, they went on sale, and I got great. Great, great seats for like $30 each.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, well,
you got your Marvel experience, which I think is like something completely different from this.
Yeah,
from what I've been reading.
This one's supposed to be kind of like, I'm guessing, like almost like it's kind of like a state fair, but all built around Marvel, I think it is.
That sounds amazing.
And I think they got, like, you know, you walk into, like, almost like a Marvel Smithsonian, and they got, like, Captain America shield. They kind of got, like, all this kind of cool stuff. So I'm going to see if I can check that out. Depending on how Thanksgiving goes with the lady friend, and if I don't kill mm-hmm. pets, I might be taking her.
Nice.
So I'm wondering if this should be, like, a running gag now. Hashtag, will Steve yes or no kill pets, you know? But yeah, I'm hopefully gonna go check it out or whatnot. Actually, nice. Yeah, so that sounds like a lot of fun. So, but yeah, your thing sounds really fun too. So I don't know if that's gonna be coming in our area.
Oh, it is. I saw the pamphlet thing, and it says it'll be coming to Phoenix March 5th and to the 8th of 2015.
Okay, then I'll definitely try to check that out when that comes. But yeah, I'm going to try to do that. So, this is actually kind of cool then. At least then we get kind of two different experiences. You get mm-hmm. the live show and I'll get the thing. But yeah, I'm pretty sure, actually, technically, now that I think about it, maybe that's what's happening is the show is starting on the East Coast and then moving towards the West Coast, while the museum thing is starting on the West Coast, moving to the East Coast thing.
Well, I was checking out the museum's tour schedule. It seems like they only have Arizona and California listed so far, so I don't know what's going to happen there.
Okay, okay. Well, then I guess I'll have to take a lot of pictures and shit. I'll see if the rest of the SAS crew want to go to this magnificent little beast I like to call Marvel Boner. So
sounds amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah, but I don't know if you saw this, but we posted up on the Facebook page, but Marvel actually did show a little teaser for their Secret Wars thing.
Ooh, did they?
Yes. Basically, Secret War, the original one, it basically had the Beyonder go to Earth and select a bunch of heroes to fight off a bunch of villains. Mm-hmm. Well, this time, he's going across time, space, and a whole bunch of different universes. So, and it kind of shows the battleground of the whole place, where it's like each universe is going to be taking up a country almost.
Oh, wow.
So, like, one country's World War Hulk, mm-hmm. one's Civil War, one's Old Man Logan. Or not World War Hulk, Planet Hulk. One's Age of Apocalypse. It's, and then I guess they're all just going to be battling each other. So wow, it looks really good. I think they said it was like a 15-issue miniseries. And then, of course, you got all the tie-off stories. So
yeah,
I'm going to be broke next year.
Yeah, I think everyone's going to be broke next year. Yeah, that does sound pretty. That sounds pretty epic, though. That's it's on a huge scale. Marvel's just fucking. Like I said, Marvel's got a huge dick, you know, and swinging around and taking things out.
Mm. There's an image.
No, that's a comic. Ba-dum-tsh. Image comic. Yeah, get it? Yeah, we're full of bad puns this week. Anyways, yeah. So if you get to check out that traveling show, everybody, go ahead and check it out. Kyle highly recommends it.
I do.
And then, we'll find out with this Marvel Museum thing when I go check it out if it's worth the time and effort or Marvel's just swinging that big dick around again. But we'll talk a little bit of TV now. I know Flash wasn't on this week, so that was kind of disappointing. Was Arrow on this week?
Arrow was on, and it was an all right episode. I'm trying to remember what happened. I clearly don't remember.
You're not selling me on the show, bro.
Yeah, no, I kind of gave up on trying to sell you the show because I lost hope with you.
Well, no, but I'm still intrigued. I'm sure the fans would like to be like, oh, was it a... Well, if you... Do you remember any big kind of plot twist, anything, or they're still trying to get their footing this season? Because this is like, what, yes. 3 or 4 episodes in?
Now, you kind of heard a little bit of a synopsis of this episode, right? Of the season?
Yeah, I heard, I think the last time you spoke of it when we had RJ on, I think you talked about Ra's al Ghul was finally introduced.
Yes. He, nothing with him, but you finally find, now, have you heard about Black Canary?
Yes.
Okay, so you know she's dead.
Yeah, that was actually the one episode I saw where I'm like, oh, she's gone.
All right, well, we kind of get a hint of who the killer may be.
Ooh.
And it's Roy.
Roy? Roy Townsend?
Yes.
Is that really his name?
No. Roy Harper, the Red Arrow, or Arsenal, or Speedy, however you want to look at it. But basically, he had a dream, and they show you the dream of basically him taking an arrow in his hand and just throwing it at her.
Damn.
Not using a bow, just throwing a freaking arrow and just, like, killing her. Now, we don't know if that's accurate or what's going on, but yeah. And the other thing is, Black Canary's sister, Laurel, who's been on the show since episode 1 of season 1, she's definitely starting to turn around with the training with Wildcat, and I have heard we will be actually seeing Wildcat in his costume.
Ooh. That should be good.
Yeah.
Now, who is playing Wildcat?
Nah, I don't know. I'm not really good with actors, but I can look it up really quickly, thanks to Wikipedia.
Exactly who was. Perfect. So, okay, well, so now we're getting Wildcat. We're getting either Arsenal, Red Arrow, or I don't even know what they're going to call. Because all they call Arrow in the show is just Arrow.
Yeah, they call him the Arrow, and I'm like, really? Well, I mean, they haven't even called him the Flash yet. I mean, there's been jokes about it. Like, one episode, he's like, actually, I've been thinking about a name. Thinking about calling myself, and then he got interrupted. Yeah. And...
Well, but I mean, the one guy's already said it, because he's like, the Flash, or what he'll soon be known as is the Flash. So, but,
yeah.
But yeah, Arrow's on, but this is the thing, Arrow's on three seasons. He's like, I am Arrow. Just say you're the
they actually mean,
Arrow.
Oh, sorry, man. Go.
Oh, I was just saying, just call him the Green fucking Arrow already.
Well, they made a joke in, like, one of the first few episodes. They were like, oh, have you heard about this vigilante who shoots bows and arrows dressed all in green? We should call him the Green Arrow. And they were like, yeah, no, that sucks.
No, that's fucking awesome, assholes. Fuck you, WB.
They done it once, and that was it.
What this guy will probably call, they'll be like, his name is Red. Red Townsend. Okay, but of course, we got that going on, stuff like that. So, Kyle, I know you're looking up this thing, but did you watch the one episode of Gotham, and then are you pretty much off that project, or you're moving on?
I have not, because basically I watch it with my wife and her dad, so we kind of have to watch all together. And
okay.
We are very far behind. We're about two, three episodes behind. I'm not really too sure. I mean, if you want to spoil it for me, I don't really care anymore.
Oh, okay.
So maybe you'll get me to force them to watch it more. I don't know yet.
Well, I'll put it this way. So the one episode, it was called The Goat. And the one episode starts off with Bullock and his partner before, Gordon. They were tracking down pretty much this guy, this serial killer guy, basically kind of dressed like a goat, is almost not really look like a goat, but he that's what he was going by, the spirit of the goat. And he would kidnap basically wealthy children from, you know, these upscale parents in Gotham, and then he would murder them. He kills, Bullock ends up killing the goat because the goat, you know, tries to kill him first. I don't think they saved that girl in the past, but his partner at that time then got really injured and ends up in a wheelchair. Then all of a sudden, Bullock wakes, you know, it's like present day, and Bullock's looking at this murder site, and it's exactly how the one was those, like, 10 years ago. With the goat and stuff like that, and he's going like, this is impossible. So he starts, you know, investigating stuff like that, and then they find out during an autopsy, they find this thing the goat was doing where he would cut a piece of their head, like over by their neck behind their ear, and they would put like a penny, I forget what year it was, but it was always the same year penny. And then when they found that, he's all like, well, this is impossible. He's all like, because we never leak this to anybody. The only people who know about it was me, my partner, and probably, I think, their commissioner. Were the only three people who knew about this little tidbit. So it was not a copycat, so everyone's freaking out. It keeps going and going and going. Then you find out that it's a completely different guy. He has, like, no connection to the previous guy who played the goat. But then they find out he has kind of, like, he worked in as a landlord, not a landlord, like a maintenance guy for some of these upscale, you know, Gotham high rises and stuff like that. So he did have access to get into these people's places. But when they're looking at him, they see him kind of like, hey, you're kind of a little mentally, you know, out there. Like, you really don't have the wherewithal to kind of pull off this strategic stuff. You soon then realize Bullock puts it together where he finds out where this woman who with the first woman daughter who was murdered, he was getting like counseling and stuff like that, like was it called therapy? But it was with he was being hypnotized to try to let go of his anger. Bullock puts it together. This woman was taking all these kind of like people with mental disorders and stuff like that and giving them this thing so she could snap her finger and then start these killings again. As soon as that's pretty much solved, everything's done. You see Gordon being brought in by the other two people from the, I forget what, Gotham PD, the little bit, I think the detective area. They bring him in because of the murder of Oswald Cobblepot.
Right.
Bullock is also being charged with that as well because he was accomplice to the murder. And then as soon as that episode's about to end, Oswald Cobblepot comes walking in. He goes, hello, everybody, I'm Oswald Cobblepot. So then they're like, what the fuck? So all this, so that's how that episode ends. And then the newest episode that came out, like, all this shit pretty much hits the van. Gordon goes on the run. We finally get a look into Victor Zsasz, which the guy who's playing him is fucking good.
Nice.
And then all this kind of, basically, Gordon's on the run. Everyone's trying to find him. All this shit's going down, basically, with Oswald Cobblepot going like, oh, my God. So all this turf war is happening as well with, you know, Falcone, Fish Mooney, all this mafia kind of stuff is going on. And then as a way of basically, Oswald Cobblepot is now working for the one new guy who owns that restaurant and is pretty much, it's kind of like the opposite of Falcone where he wants to take over. He's not really part of the group and stuff like that. So all this stuff happens. Gordon finally gets, you know, caught, let off the hook. Falcone decides to give him another chance. He's all like, I see some good in you, yada, 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 you know, so on and so forth. But when the episode ends, he's outside and he's tending to his chicken, Falcone, and all of a sudden, Penguin walks up, Oswald Cobblepot. And he's like, oh, hello there, my friend, and everything like that. And it turns out from the first episode, Falcone wanted to kill Cobblepot, and Cobblepot said, he goes, look, I can be your snitch. I could be your snitch and your snitch alone. He's all like, so basically tell me, he's all like, let Gordon be the one to execute me. And he's like, why Gordon? He's like, I believe I'm the only, I could tell him not to kill me and he won't kill me. And if that's the case, then I'll come back to Gotham and I'll assume a different identity and stuff like that. And I'll start working for you. And Falcone's like, all right. He's like, I'm going to give you this chance because he figures, all right, well, if he kills you, he kills you. If he doesn't, then I get this. And he told him a very valuable piece of information. Before he's like, right now I just want to kill you, Cobblepot. I'm not even going to give you a chance. And Cobblepot's like, well, I do have this really good secret for you. So he basically told Falcone how Fish Mooney and the Russian guy were basically lovers and are planning to push him out. So everything that's been leading up to this, now Falcone pretty much knows Fish Mooney's plans, everybody's fucking plans now, just because of Oswald Cobblepot. So it's showing you how creative this guy is, but then it's also like, I know Falcone is smart, but even I guarantee Cobblepot's planning on like, okay, well, now I'm going to get rid of all these people, and then I just have to get rid of you, basically. So, I mean, it did get really good. Like, Cobblepot is really just blowing it out of the water with Gotham right now. So, but yeah, it was very interesting. I really liked that twitch. Like, it was just funny because when you were like, yeah, I kind of stopped watching, I'm like, oh, this is that part, like, that would be like that part in, like, I forget what happened with, like, Lost at one point where someone's like, yeah, I kind of gave up on Lost. I'm like, you gave up on Lost? Oh, my God. Like, kind of thing, so.
Gotcha.
But that's what I say. I say if you can get through it, you decide to watch those next two episodes, and you still aren't on board, then I'd be like, all right, I'm not going to hate you for not wanting to watch it then. But it just, to me, it just finally got its stride, and now it's finally getting good. Constantine, on the other hand, I could not get through the second episode, so I kind of gave up on that.
I haven't even seen the second episode, so yeah. Again, we're just like so far behind and whatnot on TV, because honestly, we'd rather be watching, like, I don't know if you watch Grimm or
no,
whatnot.
No, Grimm and Sleepy Hollow are two shows I need to get into, apparently, so.
Yeah, we watch Grimm and Sleepy Hollow, so those are the shows we'd rather watch than Constantine or whatnot. But, I mean, like, eventually we're going to have, like, a day where we're just going to sit down and just watch everything.
No, that's fine. Yeah, so let me know if you get a chance to watch the second episode of Constantine. Yeah, let me see how you like it. It was just weird. Like, it just didn't grab me, and I kind of just, like it was on, and it just ended up just being background noise for me. Like, I really wasn't paying attention. And then I just, is this episode over yet? Like, that's what I was, like, waiting for. And then I was just like, okay, I can't even finish this episode. So I kind of just, I was like, all right, I think Constantine is just one of those shows that's just not going to make it through the final, like, cuts and stuff like that. Walking Dead, did you get to see that with what happened to Beth?
Yes, we have. That's we watch live, so that's definitely a show we're definitely caught up on. That last week's episode, I was kind of like, meh, I could take it or leave it. But I mean, like, the ending with Carol showing up on the stretch, I was like, oh.
Yeah, no, that was really good. I did like that episode because we finally got to see what happened to Beth, and then it's kind of crazy to see these people. Basically, they're in a hospital. There's some cops. There's one doctor. A lot of foul shit going on, basically. But that one woman that's going like, oh, no, we're going to be the ones that rebuild, you know, the world again, and someone's coming for us. And Beth is like, are you out of your fucking mind? No one's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Like these people are grasped onto this thing that, like, people are coming to, like, save these people. I'm like, that's not happening. It's like, you're either going to die in this building or you're going to get the fuck out and try to survive out there and stuff. But I thought it was a really good episode. considering what happened after like the Rick episode with the Terminus people taking them down finally. And yeah. then it sucks though because right where it ended, you're like, oh my god, because it looks like Carol comes up. Now, everyone's speculating things with this. I came up with a theory where I think that Daryl and Carol have scouted out the place because Daryl's like, oh, there's the cars, there's this. And I think Carol got herself caught.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to go in blazing, and then I have a feeling that Daryl's outside doing recon out there to take out anything he needs to do. I did like how the episode almost ended because I'm pretty sure she was going to go kill the doctor guy, and the only reason why she was going to do that is because her father was a veterinarian, so she does have a little bit of medical background, and that could give mm-hmm. her basically a leeway of like, well, you fucking people need me now. So I did like this because it was kind of a transition of Beth kind of, you know, becoming realizing like she does not know if her people are alive still. She has no idea if anybody even knows she's here, if anybody's even coming for her. So she realizes like, I mean, if I don't fucking man up, I'm going to die here. And mm-hmm. I don't want that.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. It should be interesting. Now, the kid that got away.
Oh, everybody hates Chris.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Him. I have a feeling he might be the guy that Daryl pulls out of the woods, maybe.
Oh, that would also be a good one, too.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, again, we're not going to find out tonight or this past Sunday if you're listening to this on Wednesday. Or Thursday. I mean, I understand you get a few days late. But because it looks like it's going to be mostly based off of Glenn, Maggie, and
Abraham.
Yeah, Abraham. Thank you. Thank you. It's been bugging me for a while now.
I don't know if you saw. Do you watch the Talking Dead?
Yes.
Okay. Now they showed a little clip. If you're not caught up with The Walking Dead, I apologize if we spoiled anything for you or whatnot. But then again, this is Wednesday now, and most likely if you're not caught up, because we're like basically when the show records, we're like an episode behind because we record on Sunday, so we don't know what's going to happen on tonight's episode of Walking Dead, which we're talking about now. But they did show this little preview. This is what all I love. It's like, well, here's a little sneak peek of The Walking Dead for next week. And it's just Abraham beating the crap out of a guy with a can of corn.
Mm-hmm.
And already I'm just like, this is the funny part. I'm like, Rick and Abraham are pretty much on the same page right now, where it's just like, mm-hmm. basically in the zombie apocalypse, there's certain people that you could be, if you run into people, you could be either like, oh my God, help me. And, you know, I'm not going to fuck over your people and stuff like that. And you actually have to be honest about that. Don't try to be like, I'm going to get in good with these people and try to fuck with them. Because Abraham and Rick right now are at the point where I don't fucking care. If you even look at me funny, I'm going to fucking murder you. Like, that's where they're at right now.
Well, let me ask you this. Did the guy that he's beating the crap out of with the can, did he look familiar?
No, it looked like a brand new guy. So,
yeah. Honestly, it kind of, for some reason to me, it looked like Eugene.
Eugene. Who's you? Oh,
the guy who says
he
can cure.
Yeah, but I don't know if he would do that because he's basing his entire like his journey, his life goal right now is to keep Eugene safe.
Right. So, have you read the comics?
I'm trying to remember. Like, I think I've only read up to like probably like issue 24 or something like that. So,
oh, okay.
Like, Abraham, I know he's in the comics and he's a brand new character to me. So,
all right. Well, here's the thing. All right. Do you mind if I spoil this for you? Or do you want to wait?
You can go right ahead.
All right. Eugene does not know a cure.
Ooh.
Yeah, he does not know the cure. He, in the comics, he finally comes out and says, look, I don't know the cure. I just did this so I could get protection. And believe it or not, they don't actually kill him. They get pissed off at him. They kind of shun him a little bit, but they don't actually kill him.
Huh.
So I'm thinking...
You think that might be the breaking point with Abraham? Yeah, because, yeah, I would...
Abraham finds out and is like, fuck you, I wasted my whole time, I wasted good men or whatever, and just to protect your sorry ass, so like, I'm going to beat the crap out of you with his hand.
You know what, I don't blame him, because if you think about it, he fixes his bus, he had to leave half the group mm-hmm. behind, which everybody was all set to go to Washington. And they have, like, and that's the thing, they have a really, like, this group right now, I would say, is, like, the best one they fucking have. It's like, everyone can pretty much handle their own. Everyone mm-hmm. knows what the hell they're doing. It's all, like, everybody knows, like, and even as much as, like, Abraham and Rick are busting heads, they both want what's best for the group. Like, they might not see eye to eye, but they both know that's like, it's the well-being of this group. And even they were both kind of like, it's like, they really both did not want to have to split up. They were like, we have a good fucking group right here. You know, it's like, look what the fucking, look what they did with fucking Terminus, for crying out loud. Like, they're like a small fucking army to be reckoned with. And like, basically you are splitting up two heavy hitters right there. You got Abraham with military background and shit like that. And then you got Rick, who's basically been pulling the entire like group together for, you know, five seasons now.
Yeah.
So yeah,
Rick, sorry to interrupt, but I was just going to say Rick's got the upper hand, 'cause he's got Michonne and Daryl.
Yes.
Two of the biggest heavy hitters in the group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, no, definitely. So, yeah, it's going to be very interesting this season. And as much as I know a lot of people are kind of pissed off right now, like, not that it's a bad season, but the fact that what they're doing, how they kind of split things. Like, basically, there's three, like, storylines going on right now. And honestly, I kind of enjoy that. Because I feel if you don't, because, I mean, a prime example, season two, The Farm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, that took forever.
Granted, yes, it was during the writer's strike and stuff like that, but there was just way too much, just like nothing happened. It's like, oh my god, one zombie. Oh my god, one zombie. Oh my god, no zombies. Oh my god, I hate you. Oh my god, I'm Shane. I slept with your wife. Oh my god. Like, just, it was really like a fucking soap opera season two.
I mean, what they should have done was mid-season finale, reveal that, what the hell was her name, was there, and then just move on.
Yeah.
You're not looking for her anymore. She's dead. Move the fuck on. But they decided to wait till the entire end of the season.
Actually, they waited till the mid-season finale to finally show where she was, Carol's daughter.
Oh, yeah. And I'm just saying, like, they stayed on the entire farm for the whole season when they could have probably just left, like, right afterwards.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because technically, like, I mean, in the comic book, I don't even think the farm, like, is like, you meet Herschel and you meet a few other people, but it's really not like a huge plot point.
I mean, it was there for a little bit, but I mean, no one like me, I eventually did. Actually, no, the farm never even got overrun by zombies. They were there for a little bit, and then they went to the prison. And some of the people, like Glenn, actually stayed on the farm.
Yeah.
With Herschel and them, and then eventually they decided to finally leave and come join them.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's like. But I totally understand, and this is the first, like, they even said, like, on Talking Dead and stuff like that, like, this season they're really weaving it into, like, it's going to go down the path of the, what's going on in the comic at that point, and, you know, a little bit of new stuff, you know, for people who are big fans of comics, so they are weaving a lot of comic stuff in this season, so.
Yeah, and I can't wait to see what they do for the spinoff next year that they said that they're going to do. I'm kind of hoping it's like a prequel to the whole thing.
That's, you know, that's what I would like to see. I would actually like to, because, okay, you got to see Rick wake up and pretty much the zombie apocalypse happened. I don't know how far it was into it and stuff like that, but I would like to see, yeah, like the prequel be like everything that's like coming to it. And get kind of like, almost kind of like, if you ever got to play, if you haven't got to play, I highly recommend it, the Walking Dead video game, the Telltale one, where it's like the point and click game.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like that, where it's like the one guy, he's going to jail, he kind of has a backstory that you don't really know, you know, then it starts happening, he gets out, and then it's like he has to, it's like all these kind of, you know, things, but it's just like this, the apocalypse just kind of just started right then and there with him.
Yeah, well, I mean, you do know how long he was in the hospital, right?
Rick, it was...
It was 28 days later.
Oh, that's right.
But I'm...
Or was that a joke, or was it?
It was a joke.
Oh, I feel bad.
The movie 28 Days Later, where a guy
yes.
goes into a coma, wakes up 28 days later, and...
Which, by the way, was the Scarecrow in that movie.
Oh, I need to rewatch that.
Yeah, 28 Days Later. That's funny part is, that's, you know, out of all this obsession I have with zombies, like I have a shit ton of zombie video games, I don't own a single zombie movie except for Zombieland.
Holy crap, same here. Yeah, the only thing I own is season 1 and 2 of Walking Dead.
Yeah, and the only thing I think of, the only reason why is like there's a bunch of zombie like movies on Netflix, so I don't feel the need to like buy it, I guess.
True, yeah.
But, oh well. But yeah, so those are our theories for we'll find out if we're right or not, or if you guys tune in, you'll find out if any of us were right for the next coming episodes of The Walking Dead. I think that's going to wrap up this episode of Long Box.
Actually,
Glass. Oh,
well, actually,
breaking news.
I have a theory. I've been, if anyone here follows me on Twitter, you probably saw my theory on the Marvel Universe, or Cinematic Universe.
Oh, okay, go for it.
Now, I doubt this is going to happen, but this would be probably like the coolest thing ever if they were actually to pull this off correctly. After Avengers Infinity War, the Beyonder shows up, mm-hmm. and he decides that he needs help with his own secret war. Mm-hmm. So he pulls in a bunch of heroes that were just in the Infinity War, like, you know, Guardians and regular heroes and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't stop there. He then goes to other universes, like, say, a Sony universe, grabs Spider-Man. Goes to the Fox universe, grabs Fantastic Four and the X-Men. And then it's just one giant movie brought to you by Sony, Disney, and Fox. And they all just battle the crap out of some... Hell, it could even be like a villain they actually made up just for this one movie. Or two, if they made it a two-parter.
They're like, we have to fight everyone from the Warner Brothers universe.
Yeah, so, I mean...
I do like that, though. That is very creative.
Yeah, I thought about that. I was like, what if they were to do that? I mean, it would explain why no... Like, they've never crossed over, even though, like, they're technically the Marvel Universe. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, it'd be like, oh, well, this is the universe where there's just a Spider-Man. This is the universe where there's a mutant gene and four superheroes that everyone knows or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it would completely make sense. You would just throw everything into it and everyone would be happy, I guarantee you.
No, we'd all be happy. Well, I mean, look at what you're doing, like, just even with that, you know, Disney Infinite, you know, yeah, 2.0.
Infinity,
like,
yeah,
Infinity. You got like all that. Which right now, like I'm. It's funny because basically what came out this week, since we record, you know, on Sunday, the Halo, of course, is coming out for the Xbox One, the entire complete Master Chief Collection. Also, the next Assassin's Creed, and of course, also Modern Warfare Advance or whatever it's called just came out. And like, of course, I do want to get the remaster version of Halo, and then definitely the Assassin's Creed game. But I do also. It's like the two last games I'm pretty much buying for my 360. Is going to be the Borderlands game that just came out, and then the Assassin's, because this is the first time they decided we're going to release two different Assassin's Creed game on two different platforms. So for the next gen consoles you get Unity, and then for the old school consoles you get I forget what it's called, but it's another Assassin's Creed. So of course, me being a huge Assassin's Creed fan, the stories are going to obviously intertwine with each other, so it's like, fuck, I gotta get them both. But with all the gaming, this is what happens during the end of the month, is all this shit comes together. But now, even with the figures of that Disney game and the Marvel one, I'm like so tempted. I'm like, God, I really want to just get that now.
Well, they just released the original character, so I just got Donald Duck, Merida from Brave, Tinkerbell, Maleficent, Hero, and Baymax from Big Hero 6. I got Stitch, and the only other one I haven't gotten yet is Aladdin, but I'm waiting until February for him.
Oh, very cool. So now, yeah, because I keep seeing your toy collection grow, and I really, like, my brother, Kyle, the old co-host of the show, we were talking about that. He's all like, yeah, I just love, like, how the Marvel characters look in, like, a Disney art form. Like, he's like, I'm like, they're really cool looking. And it's like, yeah, it sucks. Mm-hmm. So it's like, so I'm in debates right now. Of course, it is Sunday. It's not that late for me. So I'm like, okay, do I want to wait for this game? Do I just want to go? Because I'm already probably buying Master Chief and the one Assassin's Creed game probably on Tuesday anyways, which is funny because it's like I just got Sunset Overdrive. So this is where my addiction happens at the end of the year, where all these... And then Super Smash Bros. Is going to be coming out, so I'm pretty much going to be fucked for a bit. So you think you're going to get fucked next year with comic books. I'm going to fuck this year with video games. So
yeah, well, I'm getting the new Pokemon Omega Ruby in November, so...
Oh, okay. I actually, since I'm a Nintendo Club member, if you're not a Nintendo Club member yet, Kyle, I highly recommend signing up for that. It's free, and every time you buy a Nintendo product, you can register games, and you get, like, bonuses and gifts and stuff like that.
Cool.
But since I've been with them for a while, they actually sent me a demo of that game.
Yep, I got one, too.
Oh, okay, so, yeah, I was able to play that. And I really like I like what they did with the 3D kind of with it, so, because everything's always been in, like, a 2D kind of world with the Pokemon, so...
Yeah. I mean, that's how they had Pokemon X and Y, so I can't wait to get that. And then I think, like, beginning of December is Kingdom Hearts 2.5, so I can't wait to get that.
Yeah, I still got to pick up that remaster one for the PlayStation 3 as well, so that's a funny...
Well, there's a... Oh, sorry, but I was going to tell you, there's actually a collector's edition of 2.5, or actually comes with 1.5 and a couple other things, but it's like $100, so...
Actually, that's not bad for collectors, if you're especially getting two games.
Yeah, you're getting two games. Well, technically, you're getting like four games, because 1.5 comes with two games plus a video footage of one of the games, but you don't have to play it. It just gives you like the video clips. Same thing with 2.5, and then You also get like a Heartless plush, and you get like a little official Disney pin of Kingdom Hearts and a bunch of cool stuff.
Very cool. Yeah, no, yeah, for $100 though, that's actually pretty good. Because, I mean, I remember like, you know, when collector's editions of games were like, you know, I think it was like what games were originally like $59.99, and then you'd pay like maybe like $89.99, and then you get a bunch of cool stuff, but then they've just been like upping that. Like, I think the last collector thing I bought was, which sucks because I should have bought in the collector's one, I was of Assassin's Creed 4 because it had to deal with pirates and I'm a huge pirate geek, but I bought the Assassin's Creed 3 one, so I did get a really cool statue of Connor, which is awesome, and then I also have Assassin's Creed like flag and everything like that, which I'll probably hang up in my new place because I just totally forgot I had that. I was like, what else does it come with? And I was like, oh, I had a flag like this whole time? But it just sucks because you get this cool figure of it was designed by Todd McFarlane, which is cool, the figure, but then it's also like, it was like, then you play the Assassin's Creed 3 and you realize how much of a bitch Connor is, so.
Yeah, I think my brother-in-law has the flag. I think he has it hanging up right above his computer.
Very cool. So, well, that was a little bit of our geeky video game coverage right there. But, yeah, let's see. Let's try. You know what? I'm going to try this. It's probably not going to go anywhere, but I'll just throw it at the end. Do you guys think Kyle might be onto something with his theory of the Marvel Universe, the cinema universe, where somebody can go through the different, you know, portals and everything like that, and it would be like a Sony universe, a Fox universe, and all the other universes as like where Marvel characters might be dispersed. If you agree, thinking, hey, Kyle might be onto something, or you might have a theory of your own, and you say, no, Kyle, I have another hypothesis, and you want to defend yourself, you know, you want to debate with him or whatnot, that'll be our question for next week. Are you with Kyle, yes, or with Kyle, no? Hashtag that, and we'll try to get that up and running before our next episode. Kyle, of course, as always, people want to follow you on the Twitter, or maybe they want to talk to you on the Facebook pages and stuff like that. Where can they find you?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at Deadpool_Ranger, and Facebook, well, you're not going to find me on Facebook because I'm not going to add people I don't know. Steve, you're lucky I added you. Damn. But if you do want to message me, message us on our Facebook page, and I will probably see it, and I will say hi and talk to you about whatever the heck you want to talk about. You got relationship problems? I'll talk to you about that.
Yeah. Whoa, Kyle's throwing down the relationship murder. All right. All right. Well,
hey, whatever gets us more likes.
I'm gonna say this, Broham. I don't think I liked your response with my whole, you know, dead dog and dead snake thing going on here. Maybe.
Oh yeah, and also if you think Steve's gonna kill the pets, hashtag a dog.
Son of a bitch. You're lucky I like you, Kyle. You bastard.
I just remembered I was in the middle of watching Transformers Age of Extinction.
Yay, nay. How you liking that one so far?
Let's see, the chick is hot, that's about it.
Oh, come on, though. Mark Wahlberg with his great lines. I think we just found a Transformer.
Mark Wahlberg. Bad. He's not a good father.
No, he is not. Like, that's the problem with... Okay, like... Not even that, either. But even, like... if you think about it, Optimus Prime and Mark Wahlberg right now, not great fathers in that movie.
No.
If you were to say, Optimus Prime is the father of, like, the Autobots and everything, they had, like, horrible fathers, both of them.
Yeah, I just saw Ratchet die, and I was like, holy fuck, they just killed Ratchet.
Yeah, and I was like, damn. Yeah, I was going to piss off.
And then you see, like, the card, like, the little playing card, and it's got Ironhide and his cross. I'm like, what the hell? Don't kill off our favorite characters and then introduce a bunch of characters that no one's ever even heard of.
I forget. Well, it's funny, because John Goodman voices one. And also, yeah. John DiMaggio, the voice of Bender, is one as well.
Oh, cool. I haven't gotten too far yet. Some dude in a Prius-looking car with a bunch of racing stripes on it just showed up, so that's
which
about
I
it.
Which I actually got pissed off about that part, too, because it shows up and doesn't look like anyone's in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, my God, and I was trying to think, like, I forget who it was. I was trying to remember one of the cars. I'm like, oh, they finally put that car in there. I'm like, that's awesome. I was trying to remember the race car's name in Transformers, but I couldn't remember for the life of me. And then right when the guy shows up, I was like, oh, fuck, man, it's not.
Well, I thought it was, like, someone from, like, the Wrecking Crew or something like that from the third movie where they were just, like, hiding out on the or they weren't hiding, they were on the rock end, and they say, oh, they've been here this whole time, it's just we don't let them out in public because, well, they're rude as fuck.
Yeah.
I thought it was one of them, and I was like, oh, hey, look, one of them survived, and they look pretty good. Nope. Okay, yeah. Never mind.
All disappointments around. All disappointments around. Yes. So, Kyle, actually, do you want to say the famous words that I usually say about Michael Bay?
Fuck you.
Of course, if you're looking for me on the Twitter, I'm at Stephen Mooney Jr. Also on the Instagram as well, S. Mooney Jr. You can also follow us at LongboxCast. Just go to www.facebook.com/LongboxCast and give our Facebook page a like. We still have that contest going on. We're at 61 or 62 likes right now. So come on, guys.
62.
We're almost there. Just do it. Do it. Do it. And then also don't forget that you can also follow us on the Twitter at LongboxCast. Pretty much every news that we find, phone home. We post it onto our Facebook page, so you can like it, leave a comment, and also if you just follow us on Twitter, you will get the same news. It is attached to our Twitter as well. And I think that's going to wrap up this episode this week. Of course, don't forget to check out comiccare.org if you want to get a free t-shirt, some kick-ass stickers, or not a free t-shirt, but t-shirt, kick-ass stickers, everything like that. Feel free to check out their Facebook page and go ahead and donate the $40. Like Kyle said, it's tax deductible, so that's a bonus for everyone. So win-win. It's for a great cause. For a great cause. So without further ado, Kyle, take us away with those lovely, lovely words I could never pronounce because I'm dyslexic.
Longbox cast. Too many issues for a short box.
Yeah. This has been another fine production of the 4i Radio Network. For more great shows, check out www.4iradio.com. Hey, Kyle.
Yeah?
Surprisingly, when I was recording the show, it looked like we only had like 14 minutes of information, but we stretched it out to almost an hour, so go us.
Sweet.
You thought I was going to say something dirty this time.
Yes, I did.